Earners, the year is almost halfway over. Do not miss this opportunity to scale to the next level. EYL University is the biggest institution when it comes to business online, period. We have ramped up things in 2021 with over 20 affinity groups, including our breakout crypto club, which is fastly becoming one of the top online communities for cryptocurrency information. It also includes MG the Mortgage Guy's Home Buyer's Blueprint Volume 1. It also includes monthly financial planning calls with yours truly. It also includes our book club, our movie club, access to our private Facebook group with over 6,000 members, access to over 100 past webinars, and access to weekly webinars from industry experts. All that and more for a limited offer of 60% off. That's right, 60% off of the annual tuition. Go to EYLUniversity.com right now and become an earner.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, backdrop.
Backdrop.
F- a mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop. All right, guys, welcome back. EYL, we're still in Cali.
Yeah.
And this is a home and away edition. This is something that I'm actually looking forward to. And if anybody knows me, they follow me, they know that I always post my personal workout videos. I've been doing this for a long time. It's working out has been something that has been central to my life since I can remember, you know, playing sports my whole entire life. I always was an athlete. I always worked out. That was something that was real big for me, and I still carry that into the world of business. So, you know, being on Instagram, we follow people that we look to get motivation from. Yep, and yep. I remember years back, I'm not sure how I got introduced to you. I might have been Jim Jones, but Mike Rashid, I found him on Instagram, and I've been following him for years. And if you're in the fitness space, you probably heard of him. One of the pioneers in this game as far as fitness training. But the reason why we're having this conversation is that he's not just, you know, in the fitness game, he's in the business game. And
in a major way.
No, that's a fact. We've toured his facility yesterday, 20,000 square feet.
Don't let that go over.
So he has Ambrosia, which is the supplement company. Mm-hmm. Supplements is huge, real business too, because even playing basketball, like, a lot of guys was on creatine, and I never did the creatine, but I did the whey protein. Yeah. So I know, like, those.
Mike said,
those,
don't drink that.
Whey?
Yeah. We'll get to that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, the whey, but those things is like $50 for those chugs. Yeah, so, you know, it's not cheap. And he's a gym owner, Iron Addicts. Yeah. I believe that's in Long Beach, right?
Yes, sir.
LBC.
Yeah. Snack House Foods, which is the healthy snack line.
Yeah, it's a guilt-free snacks.
I like that.
I like that.
Exactly.
And Trifecta Nutrition, which is the meal prep. Meal preps is big too. Mm-hmm. That's a whole.
Let me try that.
No, I didn't try it, but I was thinking about trying it.
I think Mike had somebody sent meals to my house once.
The vegan meals, right?
Yeah,
I remember that. So yeah, he's killing the game, man. Multi-million-dollar operation. And he has a very interesting backstory.
Yeah.
So this is going to be an interesting conversation, a fun conversation. So thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Seriously, I got a lot of respect for y'all. I admire you guys. I'm a fan of your work, you know, because now we live in a time to where we're voyeuring into people's lives. So we're making our lives, I guess it's a form of entertainment, what we do for a living. And I love what y'all do. I'm learning from y'all, and I love seeing, you know, familiar faces out getting to it as well. So I'm honored to be here. Seriously,
no, I appreciate that, man. So let's jump right into it. Let's talk about your journey. I want to talk about the business, but before even business, from growing up in Brooklyn and being an athlete, being a boxer, transitioning to where you are now at the top of the business world. It wasn't an easy route. How did you transition from just working out, being an athlete, to being a business mogul?
Okay, well, that transition happened around, I think, 2012. And this is when social media became more prolific, when Instagram came out, right? Mm-hmm. So I had a Facebook, like everybody. I started Instagram, and I started a YouTube page as well. And at the time, I was a personal trainer. I worked in a gym training people. And I thought YouTube is an awesome way to show progress versus only showing a before and after picture, which I wanted to do as well, but I can show people's performance when Jennifer can only do one pull-up, now she could do 10. That's inspiring in itself, right? And it shows other girls that you can do 10 pull-ups. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of things that people think they can't do. So unless they see somebody else like them doing it, right? So that was just helping me get more clients. And I had a plan. I was working at a corporate gym, Gold's Gym, for like about a year. But I wrote down some goals before that. And keep in mind, before that, I went through a huge life transition right around that time. So me writing down my goals was new. That was something new to me. I must have heard somebody say you should do that in some kind of inspirational CD or something like that. So decided to just write it down, whatever. Wrote it down, put it up, never looked at it. So about a year later, I was like, oh shit, I forgot about this. And I looked at it and I was like, damn, everything that I wrote down happened. You know what I mean? So trainers, a lot of them. And I treated my people good. Like I'm an extremely empathetic person. And I care about my work, what I do, and I have an ego. So if you're training with me, you're gonna look the part. Like, I'm gonna really do a good job with you. And I respect people's money. If you're paying me $50 or $100 for an hour, you're gonna get the best service ever. You're gonna get $1,000 service, right? So that's how it was with my clients. I would have Christmas parties for them, you know, and this was back in the day, and I couldn't even afford to do that like that, you know what I mean? Especially working for the gym, because they took most of your money. So fast forward, it got to the point to where, all right, it's time for me to move on. I found the gym, an independent gym that I wanted to take my clients to, and I sat everybody down and said, look, I'm leaving here. I would love for you to come with me. And I was a little bit nervous because people typically like to stay in their immediate area. But this gym was about 7-8 miles away. It doesn't sound like a long drive, but it still
takes you out the daily routine.
Yeah. Right, correct. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, to my surprise, like 90% of them said, I'm coming with you. Ooh. So that was great. So left the gym, went independent. And these are the numbers back then. Like, I went through like major shit, you know what I'm saying? So like homelessness type vibes, you know what I'm saying? And it was all like—
While you're working at the gym?
Before that, okay. But when I started, I was homeless.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody knew it.
Like sleeping in your car?
Nah, I didn't have a car. I was sleeping at a friend's apartment who, they were growing weed out of the apartment.
Okay.
And this was before the shit was legal. This is when it was like a lot of gray.
Yeah.
But what he was doing was illegal. But he was like, yo, you could stay here, like, you know, I don't know, after 10 or 11, but you got to be out for the sunrise. I like, say less. Yeah. I have a place to lay my head. So it was very dangerous because uncooked weed has a very distinct smell, a very obvious smell. You know what I mean?
We've been told.
Yeah. So I stayed there, you know, showered there or the gym, wherever, kept the haircut. Nobody knew I was my situation.
Yeah.
I always presented myself well, spoke well, and did what I had to do. When I had nothing to do, like in the middle of the day, I would just go to the movies to kill time, go back to the gym. I'm at the gym from when it opened to when it closed, literally. So that helped develop a real solid foundation, work ethic and work capacity. So nobody knew that, right? So saved up enough to move in with somebody looking for a roommate. And this is very humbling to me because before that, I was rich. Like, I had money, you know what I mean? And people don't understand, some people are doing bad. They're always doing bad. It is what it is. It's normal, right? Even in jail, there's people in there like, this is fucking better than where I was at, you know what I mean? But when you have shit and then it's gone and you don't have anything, it hits you deep in here, you know what I'm saying? So I went through a lot of growth during this period. A lot of growth, a lot of maturity, because there was times that I wanted to, like, people from my old life were like celebrating that I wasn't where I was at, you know? And I find that in life, I'm sure you guys probably have seen this as well, strong people will be around, they will applaud you, but if you get knocked down, they're so happy, and they think that's it, you're done. He's like us, he's mortal, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that in itself, I had to deal with that in a productive way. I couldn't do what I wanted to do, like silly stuff.
Did temptation set in at any point? Right, like I'm gonna relapse to my old life. They're gonna turn me back into the old me.
It was right there. It was right there. That devil was on my shoulder. You know, but the angel on the other shoulder was stronger. Was more powerful, and that angel came in the form of my children. Mm-hmm. You know, so specifically my son, my son's mother, I love her to death. She's a smart woman, right? However, she gave my son to me during this time, which is not on paper. That makes no sense. You know what I mean? But I don't know if she realized it. She saved my life by doing that. Mm-hmm. Because had he not been with me, you know, I would have been doing very destructive things. You know, when you are rock bottom, when you have no money, when you have no social status, when you have... You know, and I was isolated. I mean, truth be told, I was a fugitive at the time. So I was not in contact with my friends or my family. I didn't want to endanger anyone. The world, you see the world different, you know? You're in pain and you just want to hurt people. Mm-hmm. That's where I was at.
Hurt people.
Yeah, that's a real thing. Yeah. I wanted to hurt people. I wanted to do damage. What are you laughing for? What are you happy about? You know what I mean? I want to take your happiness. I felt that.
I just felt that.
That's real talk, man.
And the people, and some of the people from my past that was celebrating what looked like my demise, I was like, how dare you? Like, first of all, a lot of these people I took care of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a lot of these people were bum. You were a bum when I'm not around. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, y'all don't think that I'm, you know what I mean? So, but I had to check, I checked myself, you know, and I refined myself. And I've learned that being strong and being powerful is using restraint, is not doing things just because you can, mm-hmm. right? So I worked on that, and it was one day, a very pivotal day, walking my son to school. He's in preschool at the time, and I had no car, so I'm walking him to school because I had to, and luckily it wasn't far, and he holding my hand tight. I walk him as far as I can till he runs in. And I go to pick him up. I just see him looking for me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, right here. He run up. It was so much love. It's always love. And it like, I was like, man, this perfect human right here loves me. And I don't have anything to offer. I don't have nothing. You know what I mean? People hate me right now. You know what I'm saying? The government want to put me away. This kid loves me. You know what I mean? So... that moment, I remember that day so vividly. It taught me to, like, if he can love you, you can love yourself. Because I wasn't loving myself at the time, you know? And I had a good foundation growing up, you know? My transgressions were, the punishments were a lot worse than an average person because I knew better. I knew better. I wasn't mm-hmm. raised like that, mm-hmm. you know? So... anyway, I just, something went off in me that particular day. And, you know, I've been on an upward trajectory since then, you know, so.
Nah, it's powerful testimony. So as far as getting in, what'd you do first? Did you start the gym first or the supplements as far as?
Supplements was my first business in fitness. Well, no, my first business in the fitness space was my training business, mm-hmm. personal training. Now at the time,
let's talk about that, because I know a lot of, even some of my friends, shout out to my trainer Richie, and I think they're still trying to figure it out as far as like how to grow a personal training business. Mm-hmm. How did you grow your and scale your personal training business, and how do you price that too? Because a lot of people are kind of scared to not charge enough, but I feel like they might be undercharging their services.
Yeah, so I would come up with a menu, a PDF, outlining what you do. One-on-one training, that's a premium. Semi-private training, a little bit less, but not a discount number, right? But less than a one-on-one. Group training, that would be a discount rate because you got a bunch of people. The semi-private is no different than the one-on-one, other than because you're giving really specific attention to each person. The group training is more like a class, you know what I mean? So have all of these with meal prep or without, prices for that. Mm-hmm. I break everything down. This is what it is for the month, daily. If you're seeing me 5 days a week, 3 days, 2 weeks, whatever, you know what I'm saying? As the days reduce, the price goes up per, but it sounds like a lot, but if it's on paper, it's there. So I will have that email to everyone. Now, it's my business, so I have wiggle room with the numbers, but you have something tangible, is they're less likely to try to haggle you down.
Yeah.
And I tell Richie this, like, cause I've, you know, just over the years, just helping out friends who's struggling financially as trainers. When I look at their, like what they're doing, you gotta value yourself enough to charge a premium. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Or it's gonna be hard times. You know what I mean?
So if we I just wanna piggyback on what Shari just asked. So most trainers actually go to a gym and work in the gym, and then are they allowed to charge their rate? And if how much does the gym actually take?
You have to be at an independent gym. So a gym that allows you to come in and pay rent.
Okay. Yeah.
And that varies from city to city, right? Or you work for a gym, which you make less money. However, I'm not opposed to that when you're just starting out, because how else are you going to build clientele?
Right.
And also learning the business of personal training. Because it's not just because you're in shape and you know how to train doesn't mean you know how to sell training. It's a sales job, you know? And then so acquiring the customers, you know, servicing them, retaining them, you got to learn all of that. And I learned that at the gym, at Gold's Gym.
Yeah.
So that's something that I don't, you know, I'm thankful for my time working there because I learned a lot. When I first started doing personal training, I was like, the gym membership is $50. We charge 70 for training. I'm like, I can't ask them for $70 for an hour when they pay $50 for a month. I didn't understand.
Yeah.
But once I figured it out, it was a wrap. It was easy.
They're taking their profit from the 70.
They take most of it. They take 70%. Yeah.
Wow.
This is something I've become familiar with from my friends. I have a lot of friends in the industry, and these gyms take a lot. So what a lot of trainers do, they'll start at a gym, and then they'll build up a clientele.
Exactly.
And then they'll leave, and then they'll tell their clients, like, you know, I'm no longer there anymore. Da 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 da.
Right.
Sometimes you can even charge less money because they're taking such a large percentage.
I wouldn't do that though. They're already paying. So why, you know,
why would you? Right.
Yeah.
No, that's true. And then, but there's another whole business model, like you said, with the private gym situation. Mm-hmm. So there's gyms like, you know, you could just have like, you know, 1,000 square feet or whatever. And then you get like a couple trainers in there. So that's a business model for two different angles.
Yeah.
The person that owns the gym, you get like four different trainers to come pay you $1,000 a month, and your lease might be $1,000. Now you net $3,000, and then from the trainer, if they're paying $1,000 a month, but they're making $4,000, now they're profiting. I've learned this because I'm actually in the space,
right?
So it's interesting because I didn't, you know, from the outside looking in, I never really figured it out. But I'm like, okay. And then how I'm looking at it is like, now the next evolution is once you have enough. Now you get your own gym, and then you can bring trainers in.
Right, but see, that business model works only if you're doing a bunch of gyms, right? That can work, but just in all honesty, a gym with the overhead is not an extremely profitable business, right? I do it because I'm a gym rat. You know, there's no dent in my pockets if I have people there or not. So, and it's a place to film content, things of that nature. But people love my gym, so they come. But yeah, I wouldn't personally look at opening a gym as like, yo.
A business model.
Right, it's, you know.
Flagship.
It's huge overhead. When I did my gym in Miami, yo, the bills were crazy. It was crazy.
Let's go into it. What kind of overhead should a person expect when they're opening a gym?
It all depends. It's so many variables. What city you're in matters. You know what I'm saying? How big the gym is, the business model. Are you doing it, opening it up for personal trainers to pay rent as well? Or are you gonna sell training and pay trainers? It's so many different ways to do it. I did both. I had a hybrid model in my gym. And so, you know, it's so many different ways to do it. It's not one way, you know?
Varies.
It varies. It's a lot of variables to it.
Because that's even with Mr. 2 Weeks Out, shout out to him. I know you know that's
Jason. My bro.
Yeah, he said the Loft in Atlanta. That's dope vibe. But he was saying, like, you know, the Loft is maybe like a flagship. You know, it's the look.
It's a hub.
But really, where they really making a killing is the subscription.
Exactly, the online.
So the ancillary stuff.
Correct.
So I want to talk about that because that's something that from the fitness side and just business in general, there's always the ancillary things that you mm-hmm. probably make more money on. So it's like the gym is like, okay, this is the flagship. You film correct. Content.
Yes.
But now the supplements. Let's right. talk about that. That's a billion-dollar industry. So how'd you get into the supplements and how were you able to scale that brand?
Yeah, my very first supplement company is called I'm So Alpha. I started in 2012. And listen, I started taking supplements because prior to that, I never took supplements. You know when you see Floyd Mayweather at a weigh-in and he's eating McDonald's after he weighs in? And I was that guy, you know? I learned nutrition a little late just because I have good genetics. I never had any issues or with anything. And even with boxing, I was always confident enough to like never have to cut weight. I would fight wherever I was at, even if I'm at the small scale of whatever division I'm in. So, you know, but when I was working as a trainer and I was very busy, I'm tired, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting drained. So I started looking for supplements to give me energy. So I liked the energy that I would get, but I didn't like everything that came with it. So I started researching every day. I would take pictures of the ingredients on different products because I have no background in chemistry, mm-hmm. you know? So I had to teach myself. And this is a lesson for people because a lot of people think that I need a mentor to figure this out or how do I do? Nobody wants to help me. Look, I had no one's help. You know what I'm saying? I had nobody's help. While I was working my regular job, me training people at night, I was going home using something that we all have access to. That's Google, the internet. And I'm Googling ingredients. I'm researching everything, seeing what, every night it might be two things that I'll research. You know, mm-hmm. it was like I was back in school. Many nights I would fall asleep with my laptop on my stomach, you know? So researching. Once I nailed down, all right, these are the ingredients that provides the energy. These ingredients is why I'm feeling getting flushed skin or my head's itching or whatever side effect that I didn't want. All right, this is not necessary. I can cut these out. All right, how do I find these ingredients? Then how to find whatever.
Right.
Then China or whatever. So I'm ordering stuff online and it wasn't high quality stuff. I'm just Googling it and going, you know, but I started somewhere. I had a starting point. So, and I'm getting ingredients in, it come in packs of by the kilo, and it looked like I was like making drugs in my kitchen, you know what I'm saying?
Bacon soda.
For real. So milligram scales, but anyway,
triple
so
beam dreams.
I was creating my formulas in my kitchen. We all have access to information.
Yeah.
Are you accessing the information you have access to?
Yeah.
So I was, and testing stuff out on myself. It didn't go well at first, right?
And this is like supplements to kind of help you recover faster, or build muscle?
I was trying to find something for energy, like a pre-workout.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
The first thing. So at the time, I didn't know anything about a milligram scale. And it was saying, this is safe. This is kind of pushing it, all these different. So I'm like, all right, must be like a tablespoon. That's, you know, yo.
So, like bouncing off of walls.
Yo, all right. So I took a tablespoon full of caffeine anhydrous. And that's enough to put someone in cardiac arrest.
Oh, man.
How much I took. And I remember that morning, I feel great. Like, oh, good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then while I get to the gym, I'm like feeling sad and down. Like, what's wrong with me? So it speeds you up, then it slows you down. And then I'm like, I gotta go. I just left. I didn't tell nobody. I just left. I went home and I slept for almost 2 days. I was just out.
Damn.
Yeah. I woke up, my mouth was like dry. You know what I'm saying? Dehydrated.
Yeah.
You know, I'm lucky that I woke up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm about to say, that's serious. A fact. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So then, you know, research, like, oh, you did, because you can research everything. Well, you can Google. Listen, you can Google how much is a tablespoon of caffeine.
Yeah,
very specific. Everything's on the internet, and it says like this is a dangerous amount. Yada yada yada. You measure with a milligram scale. I didn't know that was a thing. I knew a gram scale. Milligram scale is even smaller. So I had to order that, and I seen the minuscule looking amount that I should have used, and I was like, wow. Mm. So anyway. Fast forward, it just grew from there, and I refined it and got with a partner that had experience in the industry. You know, as your social media grows, a lot of people come to you with different ideas, and one of the people that came to me was in the industry and was like, yo, you ever think about doing supplements? And I'm like, I'm already doing it, you know, small scale, you know, for me and my peers. So he's like, let's take it bigger. So we worked together on that. And that was my first company. And it did well, you know, at the time. And, you know, I sold my half about in 2018, you know, it was a 7-figure exit, which was big for me. But it was not a real business like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it worked. It was a money-making thing. And then at the time, I'd already started Ambrosia with my partners, Sean and Mark, my guys. And that was like, that was like a love child. It was like, you know, we was on a plane one time. I was like, we should make the dopest company, like, product. Like, max out the science, right? You know, fuck it. Spend as much as we can on the most, you know, pharmaceutical grade ingredients, you know what I mean? And don't charge people a lot of money, you know? Because we're making money doing everything else. We don't have to kill it with this. So
what's that process like? Like, what is the process of finding that team, that of the pharmacists? Like,
research. Just research.
Google again.
Research.
Okay.
Yeah, asking. You know, at this time, I know a lot of people. You know, this is a few years in me being in the industry, and a lot of people like me, so I knew people like, oh, Dr. So-and-so. So we was making direct deals with actual scientists, like people who were creating certain ingredients, and like, yo, can we please work a deal to where we get an exclusive on this or exclusive on that? And we work these people, they're flattered, you know what I mean? So, because a lot of people in sports nutrition will use the cheapest versions of whatever to cut corners, to increase their margins. And we wasn't approaching it from a position of margins. We were approaching it like, let's make the best shit possible and make it, and try to make it affordable. Not lose money, but, you know, we're not tripping on trying to get rich off of this, because we didn't think that was even possible, because the products that we came up with are not sexy products. It wasn't like the fat burners or the pre-workouts. It was things for optimal health, because at this point in my life, that's where I was at. You know, I want to be healthy. You know, I'm getting older. I'm more concerned about my actual health, right? And when your health is optimized, everything else is on point. Your performance, your sleep, your energy levels. So let's get right. Circadian rhythm, brain functioning, organ health. So these are the things that Ambrosia is about. It's a health company, right? So that's very difficult to sell. So in 2018 tax season, we looking over everything, and we quietly did like $1 million, right? Which is nothing, but for something that you're not trying to push like that, that we was like, okay, there's something here. So we doubled down and started going hard with it, you know what I mean? Since then, the company's grown leaps and bounds. We put out Planta, which is probably our flagship product, which is a plant-based protein, a vegan protein, because I was a vegan for like 3-4 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't think that that's the end all to health, being a vegan, but it's something I wanted to do, and I did it, so I can talk about it. And a balanced diet for me works, right? And this is going from my anecdotal studies on myself, but also blood work. You know, I get blood work done twice a year, complete panels. You know, people—
Talk about that.
All right, so have any one of y'all done a blood work?
No.
Blood
no,
panel,
no.
Okay. No. Do y'all have like your brokerage accounts apps on here and your bank account apps on here and you check it?
Yeah.
Right, because that's important to you, right?
Yeah.
How about your health?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, why not check that as well?
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
So some years ago, I was big, I was 250, you know? I'm only 6 foot, 250 is a lot of weight.
How much are you now?
220. I went, got blood work, like I'm good. This is my first time doing blood work. And I was not good. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I was trending to becoming pre-diabetic. I was like, oh, it was like a shock. I'm thinking I'm the picture of health, right?
Physically, you're in shape.
Right, right. But weight is weight.
Mm-hmm.
Your organs don't know if it's muscle or fat, right, or right. And don't care. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, this it's a lot of work, bro. You know what I'm saying? We need some relief.
Yeah.
So I drastically changed my diet and, you know, start focusing on my health for real. And when you see, this is the beauty of getting your blood work done. Had I not done that, I probably would have ended up being pre-diabetic, then diabetic. You know, and then when people become diabetic type 2, you don't know it until you're sick, until something chronically wrong with you. Mm-hmm. By that time, it's probably, it's not too late, but it's pretty bad when you're having these kind of pains and you have to go to the doctor. If you're preemptively going, getting checked, and you know where you're at, this is, it's like a game. Like, I know where I'm at. I know what I need to adjust. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's an intelligent thing, you know, especially with our health.
Yeah.
Because money is not important as our health. You know, if we're not healthy, we can't, we're no good to nobody.
Right.
So that's very important to me. So I start monitoring that, you know, twice a year, and I still do it to this day, and things are good. It's like, as I get older, everything is getting better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm fine tuning everything, you know. There's so many things in life that we can't control. Our health we can, you know. And the number one killers in this country is totally on us. It's food, the number one thing. By and the mechanism is type 2 diabetes and heart disease, you know. That's how Americans are dying. So it's not drugs, it's not violence, not car accidents, not alcohol, it's food.
So are the blood panels, they're testing for obviously diabetes, like you said, cholesterol level, what else is it?
Everything.
Testing?
So I get a complete panel, so I get everything. Of course, the more you get checked, the more expensive it is, but what's $300-$400? You know what I mean? Twice a year.
Yeah, what's your life worth?
What's your life worth?
Right.
And I tell people this all the time, people, they went, well, organic is more expensive, and I'm like, it's your life.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Is you're expensive. You know what I mean. Mm-hmm. So,
it's more expensive to be sick.
It's more expensive to be sick. Absolutely. So, so yeah, and then you're not just being sick, but you're draining your loved ones and your family, and you're stressing everybody out. You know. So, and life is not fun when you're in pain. I had a friend a long time ago. He was multimillionaire. I'm in college. And he's a little older, and I'd be at his crib, it'd be something like this, and I'd be like, man, you doing it, like you doing it. I'm broke, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm broke, bro. I'm like worrying about my car overheating. It was those days, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, man, I'll trade my life with yours in any minute. I'm like, what? And he was like, because, you know, we take things for granted. He was like, man, look at you healthy. He said, you healthy? He said, when I'm in pain, my money does nothing for me. I don't care. You know what I mean? And he told me about one time he tried to OD on pills because he was in so much pain.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, it put things in perspective for me. And I do appreciate my health now. And I stay on top of it.
So, no, that's crazy. So when you sold the company, you started the new company. The first time I saw the supplements was online, Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the key to really blow this thing out the way? Because How many units are you moving a month? Because we saw the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't know how you measure that, but, like, how many products get actually moved out of that warehouse a month?
Yeah. I got to look at those numbers. I look at the sales now.
Okay.
And, you know, we're doing $1 million a month.
$1 million a month.
Right.
Give or take a couple hundred thousand.
Yeah.
And we're actually, we got some things going on right now with one of our biggest retailers that, they're taking another product of ours, which is huge, which is gonna scale up even more. So, you know, sales are solid. It's as good as it gets, you know. I mean, it can always be better, you know.
Right.
But yeah, we're doing big numbers.
So, like, what was the catalyst to drive that? Instagram, social media?
Yeah, organic content, YouTube, really.
Paid ads or no?
Nah, everything starts with organic.
Mm.
Listen, I could do damage organically.
Yeah.
And then when we turn on ads, they don't do well unless the content is popping, you know?
Yeah.
The more I'm doing content, the better the ads do, and vice versa. So there's people who, I know a lot of people, I talk to a lot of people, we share trade secrets, and there's a lot of people who don't have that big front end presence, who they rely heavily on ads, and they may be doing, you know, they may be doing $1 million a month too, but they're spending $700,000 in ads. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's unacceptable for me. Like, my ad spend is not high, you know? And I used to like get at my guy Zaid, that's my bro. He's a genius, but I'd be like, bro, let's turn it up. Yeah. Let's turn it up. And he sat me down one day and he showed me how he's doing it, and it's a very articulate method in which he's doing. He's scaling up tiny, slow increments because sometimes less is more. And we just don't need to spend that kind of money. We don't need to be throwing money at it all the time, because that doesn't, you get to a point of diminishing returns, and we're constantly doing better.
Yeah.
So what do you want, Mike? All right, say less.
It's like what Trap always tells us. Good dope's gonna sell itself, right? So you had the
exactly.
You had the millions of views on YouTube.
So even without, in addition to that, let me get to this. You know, I will go and do tours, like different countries, different states, whatever. Like, let's say Australia. I'll call, you know, talk to whichever distributor I'm dealing with out there.
Yeah.
We set up X amount of stores. So the last Australia tour I did was Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Gold Coast, right? And it was like every day. So it was Sydney first. Flew to Sydney, off the plane, go straight to the store. Q&A, you know, talking to the people, talking about the product, educating them on the product. Excuse me. My marketing is education on why, because it's hard to sell this stuff, right? So, but once, if you have a captive audience and I can explain to them why, you know, I have products like for everything, blue light protection internally, why getting magnesium past the blood-brain barrier is important for your brain, yada, yada, yada. Once I can explain these to people, they like, yo, say less, I need that. I need that, you know what I mean? So we'll do that, take everybody, you know, you buy X amount, then you come meet me to the gym, we all work out together, go eat, sleep, on a plane to the next city, you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of work. And it's fun, but it really is, it's a lot of work. You know what I mean? It kind of take the fun out of traveling sometimes. People just see me, they see me all over the world, and they be like, yo, you just doing it big. I'm like, it's work though, it's work. You know what I mean? So, and then sometimes you'll feel like, man, I could just post and get all of these people. Why am I going to a store? That shit matters. It matters. Because everywhere that I go and do an in-store presentation, like those regions grow, sales grow in those places. And the retailer, the store, they really appreciate that. They appreciate when, first of all, they have a lot of products already, right? Most of these products have no personality associated with it. And if they do, it's a temporary association. There's just a sponsored person for X amount of time. They're not all, you know, they don't care. If they come out, you gotta pay them to come, and no personality. They, you know what I mean? But when I go, yo, it'd be like, we're talking about, we're building, you know what I'm saying? We talking about life. We talking about product, but we talking about life. We talking about all types of things. So, and these people really like that. They really appreciate it. So these retailers will always put your stuff to the forefront, recommend it. You treat us good, we treat you good. That's just how, that's how I am. So I would do that. I've done it in the UK, all over the United States, you know, so a lot of old school groundwork, you know what I mean? Just is as if I'm going door to door selling, teaching people about the product.
Yeah. What's the process in scaling to the next product, right? Because you started out with one and you have several. So what's that process like? Are you looking at the market and saying, that's something that's missing, we need to add that? Like, what's your process?
Right, correct. So right now we're in the process of launching a new pre-workout called Kinetic. And it's a pre-workout / nootropic. So nootropic is a formula for the brain functioning. A lot of my products are around that, you know what I mean? So, and pre-workouts, you know, everybody wants a pre-workout. So, and I've held back on doing a pre-workout all these years. So it's interesting. The pre-workouts is the easy money. It's huge margins, right? And it's the easiest thing to sell.
For supplements?
Yeah. I'm barely doing it now.
Why is that?
Well, I'm hard headed.
No. Why is it the easiest?
Oh, because it's something you take it, you feel it, bam.
Right away.
You feel it.
It gets you charged.
It gives you a response right then. Yeah, you go work out, you feel it, you're in a good mood.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, there's people that fiend for pre-workouts. You know what I mean? So I get it. It's an easy sell. Pre-workouts, fat burners are easy sells. you know? So, but I had none of that, you know? They say get it out the mud, like I got out the quicksand, you know what I mean? So, but I like that. I like those challenges. I feel like I'm one of the most capable people on earth, you know what I mean? Yeah. You could put me in any country, I'm gonna figure it out, you know? So it's like a sweet victory, you know what I mean? When you hit these numbers, when, you know, the retailers are happy with you, you know, they're calling us like, what do you think is next? It's like, I'll tell you, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So, and we had a call with Vitamin Shoppe last week and just pitched them on it. They love it. They're so big, they take in product certain times a year. So the next time they take in product is like November. So we're like, all right, cool. However, they hit us the next day, like, you know, we're excited about this. We like your enthusiasm. Can we get it, you know, way sooner? I'm like, say less.
So Vitamin Shoppe is a retailer. Is it treated like how products get placed in supermarkets where you have to pay to be on certain places in the shelves?
Nah.
Is it different?
Nah. I'm sure that exists, but that's not our situation. There's a lot of different, anything can be worked out and negotiated. Yeah. Typically, they want you to do some kind of promo. That's all worked out, mm-hmm. right? But the numbers that they do, because they're 700 stores, so, and we're in every one, so the amount of volume that they buy is you know, it's game changing, yes. you know? And I only have one product with them right now, and now it's about to be two, and it's just gonna keep going from there.
But the market.
You know, so it's exciting. It's an exciting time right now for me. You know, and a lot of people may not understand it, right? Because it's not your world, but it's very exciting. Like I said before, I've been selling things that are very difficult to sell, but I'm selling it. Now I'm about to be selling things that are very easy to sell, right? It's like the dessert, you know what I mean? It's as if you can eat dessert and get all the healthy benefits from it. That's what's about to happen. Hmm. You know what I mean? So it's a good look.
So why is the protein, whey protein bad?
I'm not gonna say it's bad. Here's the thing. You know, there's a big debate whether people should eat meat or not eat meat, right? And listen, in my anecdotal studies on myself and me monitoring my blood work, you know, when I reduced the amount of meat that I ate, I drastically reduced it, my animal protein intake, my health got better, right? Then, and this is being measured by my blood work, okay, then I stopped eating meat altogether and my health stayed good, you know? Mm-hmm. So then I brought meat back in, my health stayed good, but still very moderate, not a lot, right? So it just told me that getting rid of meat altogether or reducing the amount of meat. And there's a lot of other variables with that as well, because you can eat no meat and still be very unhealthy, right? So let's make that distinction, and I'm not giving anyone advice on exactly how to do it. I gotta say this because some people will just take anything you say and run with it. You have to sit down with someone who is certified and give them all of your information, and they can come up with a plan for you. Don't just take these general things that I'm saying as gospel. But anyway, From my observations and studies, that whether it was no meat or just a little meat, I was good, right? Too much, a lot of meat, no bueno. So here's the thing. Now, I'm not saying don't eat any animal protein at all, but let's reduce it. And whey protein, if you already take whey protein, that's an easy way to reduce your animal protein intake, by replacing it with vegan protein. Now, the problem used to be two things. One, the taste. Vegan protein tastes like plants. It's not very delicious, right? And two, vegan protein used to be inferior to whey protein pound for pound in terms of the micronutrition and getting enough amino acids and things like that for your muscles. Now, that's not the same. That's not a vibe anymore. The level, the in terms of pound for pound, what you're getting as far as potency is, we're there, right? So we use sunflowers for amino acids because that's a vibe now, right? Mm-hmm. People don't know that typically amino acids come from bird feathers. You know what I mean? It's disgusting, right? But whatever, we eat animals anyway, so what's a feather or two or 20? Anyway, so, but you don't have to do that. So, you know, it's more expensive. It's a lot of work for us to source these healthier alternatives, but it's there and we're doing it because that's how we get down. I have a lot of pride in being able to stand by something 1,000% and stand next to whomever and like go pound for pound with ingredients and let's go. You want a battle? Let's do this. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, and we have the best. Listen, the numbers don't lie. We have the number one plant-based protein in the country. Is there, right? So anyone that tastes it, they're locked in. They're like, yo, this is fucking crazy. You know, very exotic flavors, banana maple French toast. We got Twix flavors. We got so many peanut butter jelly. You know what I mean? So, you know, we have sprinkled cupcakes. We got so many delicious flavors. And typically-
Making me hungry.
Yeah, right? Typically with sports nutrition, right now, vegan is a trend, right? Vegan protein. So you come out with a couple chocolate, vanilla, maybe strawberry. We have 13 flavors. It's because this is what we do. And I was doing vegan protein back with my first company. You know what I'm saying? So I've been on that for a long time. It's not a trend for me. And for the record, companies do not make a lot of money off of protein because it's heavy and the margins are not, it's very expensive to make. So the margins are not the best. Right, so it's not a play like I'm gonna do what's popular. I run away from what's popular. I run away from trends. I'm like, I'm not interested. I don't even want to know about it. You know what I mean? And if I come to it, it's because I came to it in a real way at a time that made sense for me. You know, so that's, you know, credibility is huge in my book. I'm from the streets. It is what it is. I'm from the streets, and you know, my family was like real deal people, and that matters to me. And there's a certain quality of people that make it from the streets, that come up from the streets. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. Just because someone's doing something illegal doesn't mean they're a bad person, because a lot of things that were considered illegal are now legal, you know. Indeed. And there's a lot of things that are legal that should be illegal, you know what I mean? So so anyway, me being happy with and proud of who I am and what I'm doing on a daily is important to me.
Yeah.
So that's why everything that we do is above reproach. Our Q&C is, we spend a lot of money on that, right? So, you know, you're getting, like you said, good dope sell itself, right? So, and that's the vibe with Ambrosia. Yeah. It's grown beyond Mike Rashid. Yeah, you know, it's his own thing.
Ambrosia is the supplement, Ambrosia Collective, correct. But then you got Snack House.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk about how that came about and the mission statement of Snack House.
Mission statement is a guilt-free snack. Whew, it is what it is. It's guilt-free. The macronutrients is crazy. So for those who don't know what it is, it's a protein puff, right? We have sweet flavors, we have savory flavors. I'm not pitching, I'm just letting y'all know.
We saw the cheesecake flavor.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna be honest with you.
I'm a savory guy. I like the hot, spicy stuff, right?
Yeah.
So here's the twist, like you can just eat it as a snack. You know, it fills that void for chips or something like that, crunchy, whatever. Or you can like the savory stuff you could throw in a salad. So you're getting your protein with, you know, no carbs on it, you know what I'm saying? And very little calories. Or the sweet ones, you can make it as a cereal, put it in your yogurt, or just eat it as a snack, mm-hmm. right? So a few years ago, one of the distributors that we deal with, we would see it at one of their locations, and met the guy who had the company, and it wasn't called Snack House at the time, and his product was good. He's good at what he does. I didn't really care for the name or the packaging, but I liked it. So stayed in touch with him, and at some point we seen that he wasn't scaling. So made a proposition to him, you know, to buy the company, a majority of the company, leave him on board, put some cash in the business, get a new facility, you know, do everything big boy style. And he was with it. So made that deal happen, acquired that company, gave it a huge facelift, and we're rocking, we're killing it on Amazon. One of my partners on Snack House is a Amazon guru, you know, shout out to my boy Robert in Puerto Rico, see you next week. But yeah, so we got, it's just dope. I have a network of dope people, smart people, yeah. And we doing dope
so
shit.
The nutrients are moving, you said 1 million a month?
Yeah.
How about the Snack House products? How
do you Snack House, we like, this is our first full year. Okay. But Snack House is still growing. It's not there yet, okay, but it's growing. You know, we're ranked really high on Amazon. I don't know the exact number right offhand. I should have got it on my way up here. But it's moving. It's doing numbers. It's in the six figures.
Yeah. So now, does it, for retailers, does it make it easier now because you have an established brand that they have with the supplements? Now that you have another product, is it easier now, those type of relationships?
100%. We just start dealing with 7-Eleven. They're bringing it in, which is,
that's big.
You know, but in terms of retailers, traditional sports nutrition retailers, since we already have relationships with a lot of these places, it's easy to walk something right back in. So yeah, so one thing busts down the doors, we come in with everything, you know.
Let me ask you this: meal prep is really big, and I know you said that, you know, that's going to be something that you're really enthusiastic about as far as your meal prep. So can you talk about that industry and your decision to go into the meal prep game? Because that's something that not only can people in nutrition and fitness can benefit from, but I feel like chefs, there's a lot of chefs out here that cook, and you know, it's difficult as far as learning how to scale as a chef.
Right.
Like, you can just cook for individual people, but there's a limit to how much money you can make. Correct. It's just from a time standpoint. But if you're meal prepping, that's like, you can do massive amounts. So what's the deal with that?
Yeah, there's a lot of meal prep companies. I see them pop, come and go. They're not thinking big. They all look very local.
Mom and pop.
Yeah, not of high quality, you know. Listen, the packaging, everything matters. In my book, everything matters. And if I'm asking somebody to spend money on something, they're going to be okay with, they're not going to be like, I don't know, like, you sure? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, and then when it comes to food, I take that serious. It's something you're putting in your body. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I don't want people having any questions. Is this safe? Is this, you know? So so we just shot to the top because it's quality. Listen, there's a lane for everything and everybody, right? There's a lot of cheaper or more, you know, economically sound companies out there. Ours is a little bit more pricey, but there's a lot of people with more money, more, you know, to spend on their nutrition. Everything is organic, grass fed, wild caught, you name it. We check all of those boxes with Trifecta. And also, it's more of a gourmet style meal prep, because meal prep can be very redundant, bland, you know. So it's like, fuck it, let's make it delicious. Mm-hmm. Let's make it fun and sexy, you know. And we give people the options to do, you know, every type of meal plan there is, like every type of style of eating, vegan, pescatarian, you name it. But also, we provide them with the, you know, the options of doing like just a la carte, because I'm an a la carte guy. I put my stuff together how I'm basic with food. Like, food is I have a different relationship with food than most people. It's just an energy source for me. I'm not like, oh, I'm a foodie. I'm not a foodie. You know what I mean? So yeah, a la carte, or just order your meals or whatever. So yeah, so it's taking off. It's taking off. And I got to send a huge shout out to my partner, the founder of the company, Greg Connolly. That's my guy. He's just a dope ass dude and a dope businessman. And, you know, we've done things in the past, but this was a grand slam.
So, like, what's the science behind that? As far as, like, is the meals frozen? Do you have a chef? Is it like a factory that's just making these foods?
We have a chef. We have kitchens. We have the main ones here in California. This is the hub. Our headquarters is up in the Bay in Sacramento, and we do have a master chef over everything, making all of the recipes, and nothing's frozen, everything's fresh. We ship it, you get it in a day, 20, like next day, right? So and the technology, everything is airtight, the way it's packaged, and there's ice packs in it just for overnight. But I've left a box in my kitchen for 2-3 days and it's fine. It's still intact, still cold, because it's like, you know, we have the ice packs in there, you know what I mean? So yeah, so you get it, you open it up, it's, you know, I'll send y'all some.
So it's like somebody made a meal and just put it in the refrigerator and froze it, and then they send it to you and just warm it up.
There's no freezing.
No, you just put the ice packs,
it's fresh.
Keep it
cool. But you get it fresh.
Yeah,
but it's
the ice packs to keep
it cold. Just keep it cold.
Right.
So it's like
refrigerated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because if it got too hot, then.
So you can't really. So the meal prep, they have to get the new meal. Do they get like a bunch of meals for the week, or do they just get one meal every day?
Nah, you don't get a meal every day. You get it for the week.
For the week.
Correct.
Like five meals coming on Wednesday.
Or however many you, whatever okay. you plan you set up. You know, okay. some people, three, 4 meals a day. No,
it's
two
a,
meals a
it's
day.
It's a big thing because a lot of people don't have time to cook.
Correct. Mm-hmm. That's I'm like that, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have the intention to cook, but by the time I get home, I'm like, shh, I'm tired. You know, I just pop something in, you know. It's very convenient. For people like me, I'm busy, and I legitimately eat trifecta damn near every day, and it's been like that for the past 5-6 years. So, you know, it works for me. It works for a lot of people, yeah. you know. It's high end. We do big numbers with that.
That's what I was, that was my next thing. Yeah. It was like, so what's like the profit margins on this? Because we've seen it, like sometimes people say the meal prep can be expensive, but mm-hmm. you know, you're trading the time that you didn't have to cook. So what's the profit margins on?
All right, the profit margins aren't, the margins are not the greatest because once again, it is very high quality food mm-hmm. and it's very expensive to ship because we do ship it overnight, right? That eats up a lot of cost.
Domestic or in international?
No, only domestic.
Only domestic.
You can't send anything
okay.
perishable like that internationally. However, volume is our thing, and it's all subscription based. And you know, I'll put it like this:
$1 billion.
I asked for a report before we sat down, okay. And you can see the first number is monthly, and the second number is the annual run rate. So you see, and then you see the growth so that bottom number.
That's a month.
The top number, yes, sir.
That's a month.
Yep. So for those, it's $17 million a month. You know, you feel me?
Yeah. Can we say the number?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, $17 million a month, mm-hmm. and the annual was about $208 million.
And you see the growth rate?
Yes.
Monthly.
12% growth every month.
I love it. People talk about their sales.
They talking it, but they ain't really living it.
We're, you know what I'm saying? Let me see that.
This ain't Clubhouse.
This is not Glove Up.
Yeah, it makes more. Yeah.
Reset the room.
PCR. Yo, I was in a room with Grant Cardone, and he was like, let's PTR, PTR. Like, I don't know what that, PTR. What is this?
What is this you speak of?
So how much?
But hold on, real quick. So, Greg is my guy, my partner, trust him 1,000,000%. We've been through a lot together, right? And I was the first investor in Trifecta, you know, years ago, and it's the best money I ever spent or put up, literally. And just, it was a celebration when we were here, when we were at $8 million a month. You know what I'm saying? That was a celebration. That's why I remember 2019, because we hit that $100 million in sales, you know what I'm saying? For the year. So that was a celebration, you know what I mean? So, you know, we're doubling that now, you know what I mean? So it's good.
Life is good,
baby.
It is what it should.
That's that future. Life is good, you know what I mean?
See, this right here, you know, a lot of people, man, you'd be surprised with some of the things that people say at expos and stuff like that. And, you know, this guy came to me one day and he was like, and shout out to Simeon Panda, that's my brother. He's big in fitness as well and in business. And our booths are catty corner from each other, and a guy came up, and you know, people think that, I don't know, like, y'all must not really be cool. So he's like, hey, you think that cat really making money? And I was just like, that's an inappropriate question for one,
yeah.
But he's making a lot of money. He's a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
what are you?
We're getting to the bag. He's like, y'all really get money like that? Like, bro, none of my peers in the industry is doing numbers like this. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Is there a PCU, not to cut you off,
mm-hmm.
but is there a PCU who remembers the guy pre-2012 and the people who used to look at you like, he ain't gonna be shit?
Listen, there's people that I remember.
Look at me now.
I remember, I don't really give a shit. You know what I'm saying? That's not, because here's the thing, bro. I'm a loving person. You know what I'm saying? And I tend to put my energy in my family, this as my family, everybody that you see me with working, we're all a family. It's no hierarchy. It's a round table vibe. You know what I mean? So everyone's input is very important. You know, we travel the world together. We see everything, you know, we've been from the bottom to the top. Like, this is a literally many, many years of friendship, everybody around me. So I don't really care about these people, you know what I'm saying? But I do remember funny things like, you know, I was the, you know, prior to me and like CT Fletcher, YouTube fitness stuff was whack. Not whack. I'm not going to say that. It wasn't whack. It was not what it is now, right? It was more mundane, you know what I'm saying? And then we the culture, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's also a producer, Amir. And, you know, I used to rap back in the day. So we doing the same format, like dope beats, you know what I'm saying? Dope edits with the videos. I'm rocking, you know, Breads, 11s, whatever, J's, you know, and people really like the style. Like, damn, you working out in J's? I'm like, they're just sneakers, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, because they are to me, you know what I mean? But anyway, just like how y'all are presenting, you know, financial information, things that you, is normally corporate guys talking like this. It's the culture, you know what I'm saying? And here it is. I'm like, prior to me, like, training videos was like, the tank tops, you know what I'm saying? The baggy
the
pants.
Hulk Hogan shorts.
Yeah,
the Macho like, Man Randy Savage tank top.
You have to retract your scapula. And it's like, what the fuck is a scapula?
Ooh, yeah. You know,
so, well, ours energy is fun, is dope, is fast cuts, is dope beats. It's like you're being entertained as well as, and keep in mind, it wasn't just fluff. The reason I'm able to sell so much and connect with my audience because from day one, I'm explaining everything in the videos, very comprehensively breaking down the method to the madness. You know what I mean? So, but there were, I remember a girl in particular, shoot, because back then, you know, everybody, I don't know, we was probably all around 20, 30,000 followers, but I had YouTube and no one had YouTube, right? Everybody's just Instagram. And we walking to Expo, my other brother T, y'all met him yesterday. He was operating the board, but he's also a dope ass photographer, and he's walking around with me, clicking pics, and my other guy with the videographer at the expo. And she's like, "What are you like, famous or something? Like, what is this? You got your own paparazzi?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you funny." Like a year later, she's like, "Hey, Mike, what? Tell me about that YouTube thing. What, tell me more about that. You know what I'm saying?" And she's kind of like blurred away in obscurity like so many others, you know? So it's like, you know, people can make fun or think something is silly. Like, it's a lot of, you know, and YouTube, you don't make money in the beginning, you know what I mean? But when that money starts rolling in, it's rolling. But on what's better than that is you're getting paid to promote your other businesses, you know what I'm saying? You're getting paid to promote your shit.
Yeah.
I turn down all the brand deals. I got maybe one right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, I'm cool. Cause I would see, when I was coming up, seeing cats selling dog food or what. I'm like, what? You know what I'm saying? What does that have to do with you? Like, you know what I'm saying? So I only do things that I like or that I could get a piece of. I'd be like, I don't even want the monthly. I want a piece of the business. I like this. If I'm a part of it, like, I'm, you know, it's gonna work out. I'm gonna do a lot more than what I can do if I'm just getting paid by you guys. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I ask for equity, you know what I'm saying? And typically you're not gonna see me pushing something that I don't have ownership in. Or if I do, it's gonna be a hefty bag.
It's a valuable lesson.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, as far as the, how much do they pay a month for the meal plan? The meal prep people. Like, how much?
How much do you charge?
What's the subscription?
Yeah, it's all over the place because you could do two meals a day. You could do five meals a day. So it's all over
the
place.
What's the premium?
I'll have to look it up. I don't know that offhand.
And he says it's a la carte. Would it be by the food you select as well?
Yeah. So let's say for your protein sources, you want bison patties or salmon fillets.
Bison patties.
You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, for your carbs, it could be white rice, it could be brown rice, it could be quinoa, vegetables, you know, any assortment of vegetables, breakfast stuff, hard-boiled eggs, oatmeal. It's so many ways of skinning on there, so.
Content, as far as like shooting your content, I know you just spoke about it, but have you evolved with the times as far as like now people's on TikTok, doing stuff on TikTok, and just, you know, like Instagram Reels? How has that changed, or have you just stayed consistent in this dim what you have continued to do?
Oh yeah, I evolve. So Reels is my vibe right now, you know, but I'm learning that the algorithm gods are now favoring the carousels, video swipes. So I got a bunch loaded up. We're gonna start doing that, you know, but Reels, caught on for me pretty good. It's interesting because you'll be doing something a certain way, then it stops working.
Yeah.
Like when I would post videos to Instagram, they were working, then they stopped. Then IGTV working great.
Yeah, IGTV.
Now they don't work. Now it's the Reels is killing it right now. But I hear that the carousel swipes for videos is the next wave.
So it's like five videos in a carousel instead Correct. Of a 5 minute video on IGTV?
Right. IGTV is not working for me, at least, no more. But it used to be great. So I'm not one of those people like, nope, this is the way I've always done it. I'm not that guy. I'm not married to any particular method, you know? I'm where what works, you know what I mean? TikTok, I have a TikTok, but I don't really
use it that much.
Yeah, because I do the same thing on Instagram with the Reels, the TikTok style stuff, you know what I mean? So,
Instagram
is a bully, they just come and take everybody like Snapchat. I used to do Snapchat until they did stories, and I'm like,
Snapchat dead. Yeah.
Facebook just did they got the audio platform now,
yeah.
So, we'll see how long Clubhouse.
Twitter does as well.
Twitter has it too,
yeah. And you can remix Reels now on Instagram.
Bully.
It's like the biggest bully. You got to stay up to date. The biggest bully. That's a fact.
Facebook.
Zuckerberg is a beast.
Different level.
But it's like you get to a point where like, all right, enough is it. Like, what am I doing here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm running businesses as well as being an influencer. So, you know, I'm not doing the most.
It's just content all day, every day.
I'm not doing that. But I love doing content though. So
we got four businesses that we named. Did we miss any?
You got everything except for the online stuff, you know. So we're online as far as digital. I sell ebooks. I have online training, which is a recurring, and I also do my challenges, which is the biggest.
Oh yeah, what's your deal with that?
Yeah, the challenge is a 30-day transformation, and listen, the results don't lie. My first month doing it, I didn't know what to expect. But listen, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome of people's results. I was blown away, like, yo, this shit works. Mm. You know what I mean? So we've been doing it consistently. So we're going into the next season right now, which is season 17. It's fuck a shirt season. As you know, summer's coming up. It's fuck a shirt season. You know what I mean?
How we feeling about
you
that?
You feel guys? Me? You feel me?
Feeling
so so
we good?
So like listen.
6 weeks.
I don't plan on wearing a shirt at all past May. So it is what it
That's
is.
How you know That's mean? How you feeling.
That's how I'm feeling. You know what I mean?
Just on a random Tuesday, shirtless.
Exactly.
Going to the supermarket.
Yeah. 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 Ask me to put it on. I'll put
shirtless
it on.
Shirtless with a mask.
If you don't say mask.
Not even a mask.
If they tell me to put it on, I'll put it on.
But not the shirt.
That's negotiable. But now it's a listen, this is one of the things I'm most proud of because there's people that I've seen in gyms in different places I've lived very consistently for years. They never look any different or they look like they're gaining weight or whatever. Just because one goes to the gym doesn't mean they know what they're doing or they're doing something that's going to work. It's going to be effective, you know? So this is my feel, you know, this is what I do. And I don't do anything that I don't think I'm going to be good at, right? So I'm good at this, you know, I'm good at guiding people and helping them, showing them how strong they are and how much they can do, right? And I also try to, you know, get into the psychology of it as well versus just, you know, you got to be healthy and lose weight. Like, let's get into it. So, and they get a lot of this information from me, like in my private group, because I give them a lot of time, you know? So, and talk to people. I talk to a lot of people on a one-on-one basis. Like, you know, a lot of people may think that how I spend my time sometimes is inefficient, but it's not inefficient to me. If I'm talking to someone that really fucking loves the content that I put out and I make them feel a certain way, and if I can make their day by talking to them, I'm doing it. I don't give a fuck. Like, mm-hmm. I'm doing it. That's a vibe to me. I care about people to that extent, and I'm honored that someone even wants to talk to me. You know what I'm saying? And it's important to them. Let's do it. Let's rock. So I talk to a lot of people, man. And, you know, I know that the things that are knocking people off are things that we can control. I know that. telling somebody that is one thing, but really having a conversation with them, like trying to get through to them, like, no, I'm serious. And then, you know, people have a lot of excuses. And I'm like, there's sometimes taken aback a little bit because I'm kind of like, I don't care because there's nothing more important than any of our healths. Yeah, but I gotta go to work because my kids. If you die, if you're unhealthy, you can't work. You ain't taking care of nobody or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And what's more important than you? To you, it's got to be your health, right? Mental, physical, spiritual, all of that. So, you know, I'm big on trying to, you know, get that onto people. But anyway, back to the challenge. Provide a 30-day transformation, and I give them workouts every day. They'll receive a PDF, but they click each exercise. I'm doing it, or it's not just me. I have other people, women, I have dudes, other people doing it as well. So they see different body types doing it, and they see exactly what to do, how much time to break, all of that. See, everyone, the ingredients are not unique, right? The actual exercises are not unique. The recipe is unique, just like life on earth, right? All of the elements that create life, that makes life what we know it, is in an abundance in the universe, is everywhere. But the recipe is perfect here for life, right? Mm-hmm. My recipe with Alpha Shred, with my challenges, is perfect. It works because the people that do the challenge, they do from A to Z, all 30 days, shit, even people that do 75% of it, man, gains, you know what I'm saying? Life changing. And some of the transformations is shocking, you know what I mean? So, and you'll have people, oh, that's fake. And then the person who they're talking about, nope, it's me, come to my Instagram and see, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a person that, you know, I see we're in a culture now where people are asking for receipts, as they should. I'm not mad at that. Mm-hmm. You want proof, they got it with mine. I don't have those issues where people are like, yeah, I don't know about him, no, I don't know. I don't know anybody who's gotten in shape from his shit. You know what I'm saying? People get right with my shit. So, and, you know, it is what it is. So they get that. We give them, we have software to where they enter in all of their information, and we give them their macronutrients for this particular challenge, because it's not going to be the same for everyone, obviously. And they have different types of meal plans to choose from, ketogenic, intermittent fasting, just a traditional clean diet, vegan diet. You get to choose. Like, if you've never done something, hell, try it now. You know what I mean? And what they're getting is, let's say they don't even care about winning the challenge. They just want some training, online training or coaching and nutrition. You can't buy either one of those for the price that we charge for Alpha Shred. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of the people, they do it every challenge. They stay on board.
You
said
that you can win the challenge. So what's the incentive in winning the challenge?
Looking, getting sexy. You know what I'm saying? Looking good. But also, you know, the winners win $10,000 cash, mm-hmm, and not prizes. A lot of people, cash prizes. It'd be like T-shirts and supplements worth this. But they're getting money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Cash. Yeah. Here's the beauty of this. You could do it in your living room. There's no equipment needed. You can add like some dumbbells or resistance bands, but it's not necessary. So there's no excuses for anybody. I'm busy. Cool. Do it as prescribed. It'll take you 20, 25 minutes, the workout.
Each workout, I mean? 25 minutes?
Give or take.
My thing is, I just got to get my cardio back.
This helps. So then I have people that have said, yeah, I'll start when I get my cardio back. I'm like, nah, yeah. This is how you get your cardio back.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mike Rashid. Troy Rashad and I have been sitting down talking about how to present you guys with the most value possible. You want to be financially fit, but you need to be physically fit as well. So we have something for you called Alpha Shred 30-Day Challenge. This is a 30-day challenge in which we, or myself, will give you guys 30 days of training. Every day you'll know exactly what to do. You'll have video with me and others showing you exactly what to do. No guesswork, short, intense workouts. You don't need a gym for this. Now, you'll also have nutrition programs specifically to your macronutrient needs. We'll give you 4 different types of meal plans to choose from: keto, intermittent fasting, vegan, and traditional clean eating. The winner of the challenge, for men and women, is getting $10,000 cash. You can take it, invest, or do whatever you want to do with it. All you got to do is go to alphael.com. You register at alphael.com to give me a fat discount. You don't have to enter any code. 30-day challenge, to get in your best shape, living your best life.
That's right, y'all. This offer ends June 7th. That's right, June 7th. You know how we play. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over to alphaeyl.com and start your fitness journey with us now.
Remember when we used to train together, man?
Yeah.
He used to come to my house at 6 in the morning.
That's a vibe, bro.
Wake up my whole family.
And it's best when it's like, it's dope when you have two people holding each other accountable. Yeah. You know, friendly competition, but also, come on, man, come on, let's go.
Yeah.
You know, and I scale it in a certain way to where, you know, it's short intervals, short breaks. And I give people tips on like, all right, if you got to take a break, stop, take three beats and go right back at it. You know, I talk people through it, you know what I'm saying? So it's a dope vibe and it's a dope community too.
Yeah.
That's dope, bro. So what's next for you?
Yeah, man, just you know, some decisions to be made right now. We're being courted by VCs trying to acquire one of the businesses, and you know, that's always for me the end goal is to get that big chunk. You know, a big chunk is different than installments, you know what I'm saying? So but you know, this is for Ambrosia, but we're still growing so fast, you know what I mean? So for those not familiar with that process of selling a company, a business, you know, it's based on a multiple on top of your EBITDA, based on a 12-month period of actual profits, right? And it's like, yo, when we first started the negotiations, which was not that long ago, four months, the sales are so much crazier now. It's like, yeah, y'all would be getting me at a discount right now.
Pay us now.
Yeah, we gotta
double.
Yeah, we gotta let's revisit that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but the cool thing about it is they see it and they keep trying to make adjustments to make it sweeter. So I just like being in this position, you know. So to answer your question right now, one thing that we are doing is I want to incorporate tech with what I'm doing. I have a lot of friends in fintech and in the tech industry, and that's just where, I mean, we're there, you know. So, but I want to incorporate it with what I'm doing. So we do have an app that's under development. It's almost done to where it will house my challenges and the online training all one. So they'll be buying one thing and that will be recurring. And that's going to be just a game changer, you know. So, and everything that I do, we put out, the team, we have a very smart team, just dope people, and it's going to be of the highest level of quality, no matter how long it has to take me. I'm not rushing anything. So, so that's one thing in the near future that I'm working on is an app, my own app for the online coaching and the challenges. And I will be able to present this to other people who, you know, other trainers and coaches that want to have a home for their a platform for their online coaching. And if they want to do challenges, stuff that they're not even doing yet, they'll see how much money they can make. Because there's other companies out there that do it and it's shit. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They don't care. They don't care. They just want to sign up, get people on. You know what I'm saying? They get their little piece. But the programming is horrible. It's just low level shit. You know what I mean? Nobody came out with the high level shit yet, but I'm bringing it. So that's one thing I'm working on. I'm a legacy dude. I like to leave my, if I'm in a space, I'm gonna leave a big dent in that bitch. So, you know.
Yeah, I like what you said. Like, I don't wanna rush. Right?
Nah,
but
no
I
wanna rush.
Make sure everything's perfect.
There's
that's no that Rick Ross quote. I don't wanna rush, but I don't wanna waste any time.
100%.
You see what I'm saying? 100%. So like, that's dope that you're actually putting that out there. Like, we're gonna make the best product possible.
Yeah.
However long it takes, when it gets to y'all gonna see it's gonna be
this
high level.
We're about 9 months in with development.
Yeah.
You know, it takes that kind of time, you know? So I'm fine with it, it's cool.
Yeah.
You know? It's an investment of time and resources. You know, it's a different type of investment than what you guys usually teach. But investments is an investment, you know?
No, I appreciate it, brother. Maybe you can serve as some advisement to EYL Fitness. I'll talk about that offline.
For sure.
But
listen, I need some advisement from y'all. All right. I'm trying to get, all right, you know.
We can do it.
I want to crush the stock game.
Let's do it.
Yes, sir.
How can the people contact you, your organizations? What's the social media handles, all of that stuff?
It's at Mike Rashid, MikeRashid.com. You'll find everything. It's a hub for everything. The challenges, the online training, you know, the supplements, you know, everything will be there. So AmbrosiaCollective.com is the supplement site. Everything is at MikeRasheed.com though.
Thanks for the care package too. I didn't get a chance to indulge yet.
Oh yeah. Nah, it's all good. We got some new shirts that came in after y'all left. So I'll get that to y'all.
I will be here for a couple of weeks, man.
Yeah.
I ordered a bunch of y'all shirts too.
Oh, for real?
Oh, yeah.
All
right, you send them?
Nah, I got it. I bought it. It's fine. Yep. Like, yeah. I wanted to rock it yesterday, but it came in yesterday.
Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
I appreciate that.
Nah, actually, let me stop. It probably came in before that, but I checked my mail late. I don't like walking to the mailbox that often. So,
nah, it's all good, man. Once again, thank you. Look forward to, you know, establishing a deeper relationship, man.
Absolutely.
I said, it's funny how life works, because I was watching, I told you yesterday, I was watching you. Before you knew who we was,
right.
Before we had Earn Your Leisure, like, you know what I'm saying? I was watching you on Instagram, so it's a full surface moment, and it's dope that we was able to add some value to you, just like you added value to us.
Indeed.
So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yo, I appreciate y'all, and I want to say again, man, like, I really appreciate what y'all are doing. We had time to talk a lot yesterday, and, you know, I identify y'all as some really good people that's doing things for your audience. Like, these guys, the off-camera stuff, man, these guys are here to help people. And I think that's why y'all are so successful now. And you have nothing but support from me. And however I can help, be a part of, whatever, I'm here for it. So I hold y'all in very high regards, just so y'all know.
Appreciate that.
Thank you, brother. Troy, housekeeping items?
Yeah, let's give a shout out to everybody in the fitness industry that's been down with us. So shout out to, like you said, Richie, shout out to Spanx, shout out to Chuck. You know, he's been working out with us as well. Shout out to Mr. and Mrs. 2 Weeks Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are our people.
That's the family.
So shout out to them.
Mike Summers.
Yeah. Shout out to Mike Summers, who got Mike.
Jim Jones.
Jimmy.
So that's what I said. When Jim, we was watching Jim, and he was training him. So we was like, all right, well, that's the exercise we need to do. Yeah, so shout out to Jim. And shout out to everybody on Patreon.com. Y'all know that's our Proud to Pay program, the top tier, tier five. You have access to EYL University, the number one place for everything in business education. We have over 8,000 members in there. So shout out to all the earners. And shout out to everybody supporting the merch. Greatly appreciate it. And shout out to our merch team. They're here with us today. Shout out to Bam. And shout out to Smitty for getting everybody their stuff in a timely fashion, man. We appreciate y'all.
That's it, man. Thank you guys for rocking with us. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Peace.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
F*** a mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
Earners, the year is almost halfway over. Do not miss this opportunity to scale to the next level. EYL University is the biggest institution when it comes to business online, period. We have ramped up things in 2021 with over 20 affinity groups, including our breakout crypto club, which is fastly becoming one of the top online communities for cryptocurrency information. It also includes MG the Mortgage Guy's Home Buyer's Blueprint Volume 1. It also includes monthly financial planning calls with yours truly. It also includes our book club, our movie club, access to our private Facebook group with over 6,000 members, access to over 100 past webinars, and access to weekly webinars from industry experts. All that and more for a limited offer of 60% off. That's right, 60% off of the annual tuition. Go to EYLuniversity.com right now and become an earner.